Night with Eros in the story of leather, too. We do lose what we never had, Becky and Fritz Goldberg. To exorcise my demon, he licks the edge of my widow's peak in the middle of a winter cotton field. His hot tongue slurs ivory, goats of steam from my forehead. They rise, sinuous as scents of gin off the junipers, little mouthfuls burning. He wants my latest confession. I say fine, but no kiss, only leather. Muzzle, bit, collar to wrist, wrist behind back, behind silver, spiked bodice. Do you mind if I enter your dream, he asks, the one where the Holstein is stung by barbed wire. She drags her blue entrails smoking through the ginger grove. Do you mind if I interpret? I gag him, grind my red boot over breastbone. He dreams the smell of ginger root cracked by the panicked cow's hooves, her scattered blood iron in the spear grass. Then his breath at the back of my neck, his glance choke-chained, breathlessly telepathic. My demon stamps inside like a starved goat, black hoof on my tongue, its bitter eggplant. My lips won't hold long, their cloven shapes, or his song, blue thistles bloomed in cities. I can't stop the story, going like the tongue goes, lit and loose, moving like Lucifer down.